Hare Krishna. Addiction makes us long for the things that we don't even like. When people get addicted to something, say whether it's alcohol or drugs or heroin or whatever, at that time, initially there may be a great attraction, there may be a captivation, but afterwards, as the addiction becomes more and more overbearing, at particular times, the suffering is so acute that people just feel totally miserable. And it is not that they are enjoying what they are doing. They indulge in the addiction simply because they are driven by something. It is as if they are bound and shackled and they are forced to do it. So, after some time, alcoholics, they have tasted alcohol so many times that it is not all that exciting. But actually, not having alcohol is agonizing. It is extremely miserable. And they drink alcohol not so much to get pleasure as to avoid the misery. So, suppose there is an elephant. It's very powerful. But if the elephant is driven by a sharp goad, then just to avoid being goaded, the elephant will do whatever the mahout is telling. So like that, our addiction becomes like a mahout which mounts on top of us and goads us and forces us to do things. Now, we may not even like to do those things. Quite often, say for example, statistics have shown that people, when they're having sex, they're bored. Because the mind is very excited before they get into the sexual activity. But once they get into it, it's not all that exciting. It is boring. So, what they experience is anticlimactic. And knowing and having so experienced so many anticlimaxes, they know this is also going to be an anticlimax. But still, because the mind is driving them, because their addiction is goading them, they can't resist. And so we end up longing for the things that we don't even like. Normally, we think of longing as a more intensified state of liking. But addiction is such a thing that if we are in a sober state of mind, we don't even like what I'm doing. We dislike it. You know, this alcohol, if a person is alcoholic, the person understands alcohol is destroying me. Alcohol is a dangerous thing. I should not get caught in it. But that may be a feeling when they are sober. But once the addiction grips them, then they feel like, what am I doing? I can't live without it. I must get it, and I must get it at all costs. So at that time, so longing and liking rather being a linear progressions, which are how they normally are, but there are times when they just to become opposite. We don't like something, but still we long for it. And this is the predicament which Arjuna voices when he asks, what is this malevolent inner force that impels us towards wrong actions? In 3.36 in the Bhagavad Gita, he asks, Athakena prayukto yam papam charati purushah anichchanapi varshneya baladivaniyojitah. He asks, Athakena prayukto yam, by what is one impelled, what is one engaged? Papam charati purushah, by what is the person impelled towards sinful activities? Anichchanapi varshneya, although such a person doesn't want to do such activities. Baladivaniyojitah, as if by force this person is engaged. So what is it that makes us act sinfully as if by force? And Krishna replies that it is Kamesha Krodesha Rajoguna Samudbhava Mahashano Mahapapma Vidyena Mihavairinam. He said lust only, Kamesha Krodesha, only which grows into anger and which actually degrades the person. So our addictions are things where they make us feel as if we are doing something which we don't want to do. Anichchanapi varshneya. Arjuna says that I don't feel like doing it, I don't want to do it, but still I am impelled to do it. Baladivaniyojitah, as if I am forced to do it. So how do we avoid craving and slaving for the things that we don't even like? Now for that, we have to have something higher that we like and something higher that we long for. And that is the higher object. Krishna is provided us to us by the process of Bhakti Yoga. The more we practice Bhakti diligently, the more we become, connect with Krishna and experience higher taste in the remembrance of Krishna. And by the experience of that higher taste, we can push away the lower tastes of this world and move steadily onwards towards Krishna without getting caught and dragged down by the lure of worldly pleasures, as happens to people who are addicted. Thank you. Hare Krishna.